This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Wintry weather can cause some school cancellations, burst water pipes, and make it difficult to stay outdoors for more than a few minutes. We might not appreciate the frigid weather now, but there is a silver lining. And to find that silver lining, I talked to Chris Enroth. He's a horticulture educator with the University of Illinois Extension.
One of my favorite things to tell people when they say it's so cold outside is to talk about, well, think about all of the bugs that it's killing right now. They can relate to that more, the idea that all those nasty bugs that they deal with in the summertime, there's going to be fewer of them, you know, because we're getting these deep freezes.
And in particular, you're talking about, I guess, invasive pests such as the Japanese beetle.
Yes. And so when it comes to our native insects, these are insects that are fairly adapted to our climate. You know, they can survive swings to either extreme from hot to cold. And so it really does equal out with our native insects, both the pest insects and the predator insects. But it's these new invasive species that we're bringing into the area, like Japanese beetles, which are from a more milder climate, and they are not as adapted to these swings in cold temperature.
So how long do we need it to stay really cold to kill off some of these invasive pests?
Well, it really depends on a couple different conditions, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news for this cold snap, but it's not quite cold enough. And the biggest thing, though, is that we have a layer of snow on the ground, which acts as this great insulator to the soil, because right now the Japanese beetles, they're in their grub stage, they're living underground, and most of them live in the 4 to 6 inch layer of soil. They can go up to 10 to 11 inches deep, though. We just now hit the freezing mark at 8 inches, at our 8-inch soil depth. And so Japanese beetles can survive freezing temperatures. They can actually supercool. They create this antifreeze in their body, which allows them to survive temperatures up to 19 degrees. There's a little bit of buffering or insulation in the soil, so we say 15 degrees. But it has to get a little bit colder. And it would be ideal if there was no snow on the ground, too, to allow the soils to freeze much deeper.
And does it need to stay cold for a certain amount of time, or will they just start dying off once we reach a certain level?
Once we reach a certain level. So we had those polar vortexes 4 and 5 years ago, I believe, and we get those minus 20 degree air temps, you know, for I think it was a span of 2 to 3 days. That was enough to create significant freezing in the soil to knock back the Japanese beetles for the following summers then. And so if we could get – again, it depends a lot on the conditions. If there's snow cover, wind, how long it does stay cold. But if it can get really cold for a couple days, you know, that will add into the progression of wiping out some of these darn Japanese beetles.
All right. So the snow cover is a bit of a hindrance in that aspect. But is there any type of silver lining to having a snowpack?
The silver lining, I suppose, is we get the sled. I mean, that's fun for the kids and such. But it also does protect some of our soils as well. You know, it's kind of there's two sides of the sword to having bare soil and then having snow cover. The snow cover insulates the soil. It protects our soil from things like erosion and things like that. And it also then, once it melts, it will supply water. It will help recharge some of that soil moisture in our ground, which is something that we need. It was kind of a dry fall this past year. And so if we could get more snowfall, that would be good and to help recharge some of that soil moisture.
And it's my understanding that very cold weather is also beneficial to farmland?
Yes. So there's a lot of farmers that do practice fall tillage, and they do that in the hopes that we will experience those freeze thaws. Now, a typical Midwest winter, this is not really atypical, what we're experiencing right now. We've just had 3 mild winters, and so we're kind of not used to this, so we have to kind of acclimate ourselves back to it. But a typical Midwest winter, we have these deep freezes and then we'll thaw out. And then it'll kind of swing back and forth. And that swinging back and forth creates this heaving in the soils, and it breaks up these tilled clods in the fields, which creates a better seedbed for farmers and even gardeners alike that might be doing fall tillage practices.
Chris Enroth is a horticulture educator with the University of Illinois Extension. Enroth says stretches of cold weather also help prevent many types of apple trees from flowering too soon, and he says the cold conditions convince pollinators to remain dormant. He says mild winters can encourage them to emerge and begin foraging when no nectar or pollen is available. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.